European roulette is one of the varieties of the game, which is very similar to the classic game. It has a wheel with numbers from 1 to 36, painted in red and black colors, as well as a green zero-green sector. The zero sector is the main distinguishing feature of the European version of roulette. It was added to the wheel in the 17th century on the initiative of the administration of one of the first casinos in Monaco. The innovation took root as it made the game even more dynamic and interesting. Today, European roulette is one of the most popular varieties of the roulettes. Its rules have not changed for several centuries. European roulette rules. The numbers in European roulette are not in order. Red and black divisions alternate. There are three sectors, which include a certain set of numbers, voisins du 0, 22, 18, 29, 7, 28, 12, 35, 3, 26, 0, 32, 15, 19, 4, 21, 2, 25. Tier du cylinder 27, 13, 36, 11, 30, 8, 23, 10, 5, 24, 16, 33. Orphans and orphelins 17, 34, 6, 1, 20, 14, 31, 9. At the beginning of the round, players make their bets, using chips of different denominations. Then the wheel starts spinning. The ball is thrown on it in the direction opposite to the spinning. In virtual games, this process is depicted using animation. Once the wheel and the ball stop on one of the divisions, it is determined which of the made bets played. The coveted number in the virtual roulette version is chosen by the random number generator, which makes the game as unbiased as possible. Sometimes the end-prison rule works in the European roulette. It consists in the fact that in the event of a zero falling, all bets made by the player on equal chances, black or red, even or odd, etc., don't disappear, but are fixed until the next round. If zero appears again, then the funds bet are lost, and if not, then they return to the player. Betting in European roulette. The bets can be inside and outside in European roulette. Inside bets are made on numbers, and outside bets are made on additional parameters. The highest winnings are possible if the player has correctly determined the number on which the ball stopped. In this case, the payouts are 1 to 35. Here are the other inside bets possible in European roulette: 2 numbers, a split bet, 1 to 17. 3 numbers, a street bet, 1 to 11. 4 numbers, a corner bet, 1 to 8. 6 numbers 1 to 5. For example, if a player has bet 2 conventional units on the pair 11 and 14, and one of these numbers has appeared, his winnings will be 34 conventional units. External rates in European roulette offer more chances but are paid less generously. Having guessed the color of the sector, red or black, the player receives wins with a coefficient of 1 to 1. In the same way, the bet is paid for odd or even, as well as small, range of numbers from 1 to 18, or large, from 19 to 36. There are also the following types of external rates: a column 1 to 2, a dozen 1 to 2. In some cases, bets on the already listed sectors of voisins du 0, tier du cylinder, orphans, and orphelins are possible. As it was already noted, the zero sector was originally added to increase the casino advantage over the player. Nevertheless, the European roulette remains relatively beneficial for the gambler. For example, it provides a better chance of winning in comparison, for example, with the American version, where there are 2 zero sectors at once. The player's advantage over the casino in European roulette is 97.3%. For comparison, in the American roulette, it is 94.7%.